It's time for another Castle Country Focus update on AM 750 1073 FM. I'm Dave Hokanson, and with me this morning is Kevin Kitchen. He is the spokesperson for UDOT. We're going to talk a little bit about the First North Bridge. Kevin, how are we this morning?
Doing great. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning. So the demolition has started, and the roads are closed, so it's kind of time to be watchful and mindful of what's going on in that area. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the demolition that's going on now and what people need to be looking for while they're going through that area?
Yes, thank you. So specifically, I should say, they're working on removing some parapets, and this is a little bit challenging because some of the debris as they're going through that process is flying out. Now, they have put some false work underneath the bridge to help catch some of those things, and they have buckets and things that they catch as well. But some of that debris is bouncing around and flying around. And so they do have flagging operations on Main Street underneath the bridge where they're working. And, of course, this is one of the things they want to knock out as quickly as possible so that there's fewer interruptions in the future in that critical passage. But what happens is some of that debris flies around, and so the flaggers are there not just to stop traffic specifically that's motorized, but also to stop pedestrians. And so we're asking for a little respect for those flaggers there, because it's truly the type of situation where people that are passing through that work zone could potentially get hurt, or workers could get hurt trying to keep track of all of those things at the same time.
So the flaggers are there for both cars and pedestrians. Just remember that as you go through that area. And yeah, there is a lot of debris that's going through, and it's starting to pile up. You can see it there underneath. It's just be careful when you're going through that area, especially if you're walking as a pedestrian.
Right. And, you know, anytime we start construction on a new project, especially something like a structure, there's things that we learn as we begin. For instance, once they started the flagging, I know that there were a lot of cars that would approach and kind of wanted to U-turn out of there because we needed a little further advance notice to let them know the flagging operations were happening. And so we've tried to adjust that so that people don't, you know, get all the way down to the flaggers and all of a sudden realize, hey, I'm going to be late for work or something. So, you know, we really advise people if they commute through there regularly to kind of learn the pattern, maybe check out our email address, pricebridge@utah.gov. And be up to date on what's happening on a day-to-day basis.
Okay, so how long do you expect the demolition to continue? How much longer are we looking at as far as that goes?
Yeah, that demolition will be going through the rest of this month into April, maybe as far as May. They'll work across the bridge in the areas where they can do it. And as I mentioned, we still need a bit of clearances there for the railroad, and we're waiting on that. But so they'll be working all of those different areas. One of the issues, though, is, you know, they'll take a look at some of that debris scatter, and they'll keep the flagging. They'll maintain that flagging so long as debris reaches those areas. So that's one thing we'll be looking for. But like I say, they're trying to knock out the stuff closest to Main first so that we can remove the greatest hazards right up front.
Okay, and we were speaking a little bit off the air about the possibility of a closure on 4th West. What's going on 4th West?
Yeah, so we've got some old concrete panels there that they've got to take up, and part of the specifications for the contract said they could have a maximum 6 days for closure on Main Street, 6 days for 400 West, and also 6 days for 500 West to be able to take care of the structural removal that needs to happen in those areas. And so basically, once they can work that into their schedule, they will close that for a day, and we'll try and get you notice as soon as we have that specific day. But it could happen as early as this week or perhaps next week.
Okay, so that would be the closure of 4th West.
Just as 4th West, right.
4th West to remove some cement panels and things of that nature.
Correct.
Okay, so the main takeaway from this is that I guess we want to let people know about is you're still in demolition mode, and the flaggers are there for cars and pedestrians. Be very, very careful. It is a work area when you're going through there, so just be very careful and mindful of what the flaggers are asking you to do, because it's for your safety as well as everyone else's.
Hey, and Dave, just a couple of other little safety tips on that point. One is if you try not to stop underneath the structure, obviously. That wouldn't make a lot of sense when they're in demolition mode. And another is sometimes it can get confusing. I know with the detours and the change of patterns, especially right up front, it gets a little confusing. But try not to follow vehicles into the work zone on the bridge. Sometimes people may get confused by that. They see those trucks go and they think they can just follow. So that's another thing to kind of look out for.
All right. Hey, Kevin, thank you for joining us this morning and just giving people an update and letting them know what's going on. We'll talk to you in another couple of weeks, okay?
Sounds fantastic. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.